For folks who are not familiar with Third Coast Percussion, can you explain a bit about what the group does? Because if I know about orchestras, well, I get that. And I know about chamber ensembles, I kind of understand that. But you all have taken chamber music and percussion maybe a step or three beyond.
Yeah, that's right. So, we're all classically trained musicians. The four of us in the quartet met studying music at Northwestern University. And, in the classical tradition, percussionists have generally been those folks in the back of the orchestra, sort of adding interesting colors and some extra drama to particularly important moments in a piece. But over the last 100 years or so, percussion has sort of come up to a little bit more of an equal footing and found its own voice within that classical world. And since about the 1930s, some composers have been writing music for just percussion instruments. So even though we don't have, the same long history maybe that a string quartet has, percussion ensemble has become a little bit more of a standard thing that percussion that composers really, enjoy writing for now. And so our group's been around for about 12 years now, and we've been playing some of that classic repertoire, music by John Cage or Lou Harrison, dating back into the 1930s and 40s, all the way up to music written today. And we commission a lot of new works for our ensemble, too, and feel like that's a really important part of sort of building up this kind of ensemble.
Now, you mentioned Northwestern University as the place that you had attained your bachelor's degree from. Is that where Third Coast Percussion had its genesis, was around the university, or was it within the broader music scene in Chicago those 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was sort of, we had all met through Northwestern. We all studied there, although we weren't all there at exactly the same time. And it's a very small world, so we were all friends kind of through that experience. And I think really got excited about performing this kind of music, about unconducted percussion ensemble music, a sort of chamber music for percussion, as part of our studies at Northwestern. But the group came together sort of as an outgrowth of another ensemble some of us were playing in. We were playing in the Civic Orchestra of Chicago and had some opportunities through that orchestra to do some community engagement work, go into local schools, and also perform on some chamber music concerts around the community. And sort of put together a quartet to do that, and enjoyed that so much. We said, well, we should really keep this going beyond our work in the Civic Orchestra. And so Third Coast Percussion was sort of born out of that. And that was, I guess, the summer of 2005 was the first time that we started doing some concerts on our own, completely independently, as, not part of Civic, but just doing completely our own thing as Third Coast Percussion.
When you found each other, you mentioned that you all brought orchestral training to the equation. There are set pieces that Third Coast Percussion performs at concerts, and there's also a fair amount of improvisation that goes into a Third Coast Percussion show, and I'm interested in your use of crowdsourcing and using devices within the show. Can you talk about the surprises that come up at a Third Coast Percussion show?
Oh, sure. So a lot of our concerts, I think, end up coming across as a in some ways, a fairly normal chamber music concert. Most of the music that we play is completely notated and written out in the way that most classical compositions are. But I think percussion is such a wide and open-ended sort of field of instruments and musical ideas that composers can approach it from a lot of different ideas or a lot of different directions. So at times we do perform pieces that are a little bit more maybe alternative notation or graphic notation of some kind or other sort of ways of writing out music that involve the performers making some more of their own decisions kind of in the moment. We also compose a lot of music as an ensemble. Each of the members of the group compose a lot of music individually. And then we also have recently begun composing music together as a group. And so we've composed two different pieces now, two different projects where we composed a new work, but it wasn't just one person writing music for the rest of the group. It was the four of us collaboratively working through a process to create some new music. And I think that sort of the ability to do that has grown a lot out of the work that we do commissioning other composers. It's always, we really insist when we're working with a new composer that it's a very collaborative and interactive process. I think it always is good when someone's writing a new piece that they have a lot of interaction with the performers they're working with, but especially with percussion instruments, we find they're so particular and there's so many different instrument options. Things are maybe much less standardized than they would be with, say, writing for a string quartet or writing for a woodwind quintet, that having the really firsthand experience and time to try out ideas really at each stage throughout the process of creating a new piece is really invaluable for a composer to find something really special, but also find something that is really effective and that will work on the instruments in the way that they're hearing it in their head. And so I think that process of interacting with composers and kind of giving feedback and trying to get inside a composer's head and figure out what they're intending, but also how to make it work most effectively, has set us up well to compose works collaboratively as well.
That's Rob Dillon. He's an ensemble member and the director of development with Third Coast Percussion. That development director position is important because this isn't your father's percussion ensemble. No, Third Coast Percussion is a not-for-profit organization. Tell me how you all evolved from maybe what would be a standard for-profit organization for your chamber group to being nonprofit.
Yeah, well, the process of sort of becoming a not-for-profit organization and figuring out how to essentially do all of the administrative work ourselves as an ensemble really grew organically with the growing of the group, you know. Unlike perhaps finding a job in a symphony orchestra, which, of course, is a very challenging and very competitive thing to do, or finding work, as a university professor, which is also, you know, a very difficult job to get and very competitive in order for the number of people who are out there looking for those jobs. But in each of those positions, there's a certain amount of, the administration is built into the organization in a separate way from what the performer or educator's job is. But when you start your own percussion quartet, you're not answering a job opening advertisement. Usually you're building it from the ground up. And so the process of figuring out how to do all the administrative work that goes into that kind of emerged in a way to enable the artistic work we wanted to do. And so from very early on in the group's founding, we were seeking out advice from mentors and other musicians, and they helped us to even learn what a not-for-profit organization is, what a 501c3 corporation is, and how that operates, how essentially, learning about how arts organizations are funded in America and the process of applying for grants and doing fundraising and things like that. And so over the years, Third Coast gradually grew from kind of a side project that we were doing into one of the main pillars of our careers and then eventually becoming a full-time job for all four of us in the group. We very gradually learned what the various jobs were that had to be done, and we sort of took on different roles in the organization. So I'm the development director, and I'm in charge of all the grant writing and fundraising work. My colleague David is the executive director and has historically been in charge of dealing with booking and also sort of overseeing all the various things the group is involved with. My colleague Peter is the finance director, so he deals with all of our financial planning, all of our budgeting, as well as the various, tax filings and payroll and all that fun stuff. And then my colleague Sean is our technical director, which means he figures out if we're going to have all of the instruments that we need at each of the shows, which, as you can imagine, there's a lot of logistical work that goes into being a percussion quartet that makes things maybe a little more complicated from an administrative standpoint than a string quartet or a woodwind quintet or a brass quintet, something like that, but sort of enables us to do what we do. And much more recently, we're very fortunate that we've managed to grow our organization. So we now have two additional employees. We have a managing director, Liz, and a studio manager, Colin, who both also do really important work with the organization. They're not performers in the organization, but they help us to keep the ship running and deal with all of our instruments, deal with all of the marketing and booking and things like that, which has been a huge help as our organization continues to grow and our schedule keeps getting busier, thankfully. It's really, really wonderful to have that extra support, although the four of us still do a lot of administrative work as well. In addition to our performances for general audiences, we also are very interested and excited about community engagement and youth education work. And we've got a really great project that we've done in Chicago recently in partnership with a fantastic organization called the People's Music School, also with some support from an organization called Rush Hour Concerts, which involved us going to a couple of different beginner music programs, beginner orchestra programs in different neighborhoods around Chicago, which are run by the People's Music School, and we sort of came in for a special project in these places that was a collaborative composition project. So we are really excited about working with young musicians. We also find that musical training often focuses in the early years really on just learning to play your instrument, learning to read the music, all of this stuff, which is obviously very important. But also, we thought it's great to try to make room for young musicians to really be creative and to start creating their own music. And so we worked with a couple of different beginner orchestra programs, one in the Albany Park neighborhood on Chicago's northwest side, and one in the Back of the Yards neighborhood, which is in the south side of Chicago, to work, help these students kind of compose their own music that they perform and to work on it collaboratively as a group. And so we've sort of developed a program that we carry out over a number of different visits to these music programs and very slowly walk the kids through this process of how they can create a piece and then build a piece out of content, which is entirely created by these young musicians. And it's such an exciting and invigorating experience. Sometimes these are kids who maybe are really only comfortable playing five or six different notes on their instrument at this point because they've just started. But still, with those five or six different notes, they learn how to be creative and how to really take control of the artistic process in a way that then I think goes on to continue empowering them and to encourage them in their studies as performers.